Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on The Sound of Power. We are going to get started momentarily. Again, thank you so much for joining us in prayer.
Good morning.
Morning. Anyone there?
Yes, good morning.
Okay, it didn't allow me to put.
Hello?
Yes.
We're holding.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. My call dropped. I am so sorry. Good morning. The call dropped as I was releasing your line. My call dropped, but I thank God for those who are on the line this morning. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you so much for calling in. I think I hear Cheryl. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And so, Cheryl, I'm going to get you to go ahead and open up, and I will close out this morning. Please forgive us for the technical difficulties we are having on today with this live. But we want to go before the Lord in prayer. We want to continue to lift up our nation, our communities, the concerns of those that we know and love. We want to continue to lift those up before the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and move forward in prayer on this morning. Thank you, Lord. Cheryl, please go ahead for me. Cheryl, are you here?
Good morning. Good morning, I am. Can you hear me now?
Amen. I can hear you
okay.
Now, yes.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning we come before you, God, because you are God and there is no other. This morning, as intercessors in the body of Christ, we bow our minds and our hearts to you for the authority and faith. We ask that you will shine your divine power and your spirit into our minds, our souls, oh God. As we confess our sins, we ask that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. We thank you that you, oh God, that we have this confidence, that we have that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So what do you know, God, as we are speaking, you hear us this morning, God, and while we are asking, you are answering. We thank you, God, for the answered prayers today. We thank you, God, for your love this morning. We thank you, God, for your everlasting peace, your shalom that allows us to be victorious. We thank you, God, when the storms and the trials of our lives prevail, that we can come to the sovereign God. We can come to the most powerful God. We thank you, God, for your grace that covers us and that provides us with unmeasurable favor and loads us with your daily provision. We thank you, God, for your mercy that's everlasting and provides us myriad opportunities of forgiveness. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for your kindness this morning. We thank you, God, for your many blessings. We thank you, God, for destroying the schemes and the darts of wickedness, oh, that's in the airway. We thank you, oh, God, because we know that we have you, your powerful authority that snatches, oh, God, down the calamities of evil that we here in our nation, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that this time that we are living in is a very, very important time, oh God, according to your divine purpose and will for our lives. We thank you, oh God, that you are powerful and you're sovereign. We thank you, oh God, for your authority that is given to us so that we can declare a thing, oh God, and it will be established. We thank you, oh God, for your divine protection that is established to everyone on this line this morning. We thank you, oh God, for those that are on this line and those who are connected to each one of us, that we can walk by faith and not by sight this morning, oh God. We can hold up our faith unto you, O God. We thank you, O God, as we gather this morning, and we trust and we lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways we acknowledge you, and we believe that you will direct our path this morning. We thank you, O God, because we believe that your word is established and is everlasting, O God. So we lift up, O God, this morning, as we know that you will sustain us and guide us to all truth. We lift up our families this morning, O God. We lift up the brokenness, O God, that seems to be a design to destroy our families, oh God. We lift up our families, oh God, knowing that you, oh God, are in the midst of every concern that we have for our families. We lift up each member of our family collectively and individually this morning, oh God. We humble ourselves and we turn from our wicked ways, oh God, so as we're desiring and knowing that you hear us, oh God, that our families, oh God, our grandparents, oh God, those, oh God, that are aged, oh God, that they, oh God, as the word says, that their latter days will be greater. So we declare that over our families this morning, for our matriarchs and patriarchs of our families this morning, oh God. We thank you for the establishment, oh God, of faith that we can just, that is designed, oh God, to release, oh God, generational blessings for our families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the headship of our families, oh God, for the men, oh God, that are desiring to please you, oh God, that live a life, oh God, of righteousness and holiness, of accountability and integrity, oh God. We thank you for those men, oh God, that are kneeling in prayer and that are being examples to their families, oh God, showing how leadership is to be, oh God, in the household, oh God, in the household, oh God, where our nation has to redefine what our family should look like. But there are men, oh God, that are rising up as warriors of prayer. Men are rising up, oh God, as priesthood of their homes, oh God. Men who are declaring that you are God and there's none other like you, oh God. So we thank you for the leadership, oh God, of men, oh God, in the families, oh God. We pray for those men who have turned away from their families, oh God. We declare that your loving kindness and mercy will pull them back, oh God. Even now, we ask, oh God, that the blood of Jesus, oh God, will saturate their hearts, that they will have a repentant heart to come back home and be who you've called them to be, oh God. We thank you for the spirit of humility that is even now turning them around, that they hear, oh God, through this prayer of intercession, oh God, that the hearts that are stony will become hearts of flesh, oh God. We declare this morning for the father who walked away, oh God, have mercy upon him, oh God. Give him clarity of mind, oh God, as we declare this morning that the strongholds in his mind will no longer take over because of the blood of Jesus that's sanctifying him even now. We thank you, oh God, for the binding, oh God, in their hearts through the spirit of Christ this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're pulling down the strongholds of shame, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that their identity is being renewed and reestablished, oh God, so when they return home, oh God, that the shackles are broken, oh God. They will come in the spirit of humility. They will come knowing that you forgive them, oh God, and they can reestablish their homes, oh God. We thank you for ordering their steps even now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the sons, oh God, that are in the homes, oh God. We pray, oh God, as they are being led by their fathers, oh God, that love you with an everlasting love, that they will understand legacy, oh God, that is given to them, oh God, that their sons that are in the homes will have respect for the mother and the father. We thank you for the wholeness that you're reestablishing in families today. We pray for the women, oh God, that have yielded their lives to you, O God, and they declare that you are their God, and that they're submitted to your will, O God, and then that they could be submitted to the lordship of their household, O God, because that there is an establishment of prayer and faith, O God. So we thank you for cleansing the heart of the woman, O God, the mother, O God, the grandmother, the godmother, those who have been established to undergird, O God, to support, O God, to be the helpmeet, O God. We pray this morning that they're relationship with you and their husbands will be established according to how you divinely written and how it's been established in your word, oh God. We pray for the marriage this morning, oh God, divinely, oh God. We pray this morning for the marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you've established long ago, oh God, the marriage, oh God, that you have divinely, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, marriages, oh God, that you've connected, oh God, binding their hearts as one, oh God. Father God, we pray for communication to be clear in the marriages, oh God. We pray for the intimacy, oh God, to be reestablished and be strong like never before. We pray for, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, provision in marriages, oh God, so when they come together, oh God, that they will come as one, oh God, that they will establish you as lordship of their homes, oh God, so when they're sitting down, oh God, and they're looking at their finances, oh God, and they're looking at the vision of their home, and they're looking at their goals individually and collectively, and they're looking at how they should lead their children, oh God, and when they're looking outside, oh God, to see how they can be blessings to others, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will divinely write the word of truth, oh God. Sanctify the marriages, oh God, like never before, oh God. The enemy will come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come that they may have life. And that more abundantly, oh God. We pray for those who are in ministry, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Marriages where there are dual ministries going on, where there's a leadership, oh God, where there's a pastor, there's a leader, oh God, there's a minister, there's a deacon in the household, oh God. We pray collectively, oh God, that they will know that they are there to serve, oh God, first in their home and then into the households of faith, oh God. We destroy the enemy's work against the dual ministries. We destroy the enemy's work to come